Good morning, a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
It's dry out there, and certainly in New York, we're under a drought watch, and Governor Cuomo warning folks about that, and certainly it's been dry all around our region.
Yeah, it's largely because of the mild winter, where we had very little snowfall, and now it's threatening farms and lawns and taxing our electrical grid, especially with the 90-degree temperatures that have been around the state this week. That's why the governor is directing state agencies to turn off lights and minimize their use of air conditioning, which must make it a little bit uncomfortable for state employees. Power regulators say that it has provided a cushion and it has reduced the demand, and that's a good thing. They have a program where they'll also essentially give discounts to large industry if they cut back their use, and they're monitoring everything so that there's no brownouts around the state or no losses of electrical power. It would be crucial during this very hot period. And New York's Department of Environmental Conservation issued a drought watch earlier. It's the first time they've issued this sort of first-level drought advisory since 2002, so it's been quite a while. And even though there's been thunderstorms across the state and even some minor urban flooding, the dry spell is still there. The Farm Bureau is worried about corn and hay and soybeans. We have a photo on the front page of some dried-out corn in southern Albany County. And, you know, it goes back to just it's not raining enough. And it's also affecting homeowners who are trying to keep their shrubs and their lawns green, and they're going to have to water them if they want to get them through this period.
I gave up on that, Mike.
A lot of people have.
Well, let's go from there to the Palace Theater. We heard recently about this $65 million expansion plan. There is a glitch.
Yeah, according to the story by our arts writer, Steve Barnes, today, the problem is getting enough members of the Common Council in the city to approve handing over ownership of the Vaudeville Era Theater, the Palace, to this nonprofit entity that runs the theater now. The Common Council this week is beginning to consider that component of this ambitious expansion plan. The plan includes building a separate 600-seat theater and building in a state-of-the-art video technology center and studio. But the sale of the city-owned property must be approved by a 3/4 majority of the Common Council, meaning at least 12 members will have to approve it. Steve Barnes talked to some council members who are skeptical. Already 60% of the land in the city is off the tax rolls. This would take more land off. They're looking for ways to get guarantees that the city will have some tangible benefits. Council members like Judd Crasher, who represents the city's 11th ward, said that despite last week's grand announcement, nothing really has been figured out, except that it's a valuable piece of property, in his words, and it will be sold for peanuts, according to him, which would be a disservice to Albany's taxpayers. He's suggesting more binding agreements that will guarantee jobs and other benefits for the community.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union in Albany, joining us this morning. For more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com.